So let's start the meeting. And first item of roll call, let us show that all the directors are here remotely, but they're here. And Steve Kennedy is here also. And the agenda, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor of the agenda, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right, the agenda is approved. First thing is public comments, and it's the same thing as before. I don't see anybody that's calling in on the phone line, so if you can hit raise your hand button there, I'll open it up for public comments if there are any. I think we only have two people in this meeting. No comments? Okay. All right. Our first item, item number four, is San Bernardino County Park discussion of possible action. This has to do with the County of San Bernardino opening up the park, I guess, in a limited way. Do you know much about this? Can you comment on it first? What do you know?
I don't know what Lori has posted on the website. What she distributed. It looks like it has been opened up for a very limited purpose with people who are sheltering in place and can go outside for recreational activities. But it's very limited as far as I can read the order.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I don't know that it necessarily... I mean, I'll leave it up to the board, but I don't know that it necessarily warrants any changes to what the board has already ordered. But it does seem to open it up a little bit for those that have been sheltering together, that they can access recreational facilities together as long as they're maintaining social distancing. So it's very limited. I question how it's going to be enforced. They're going to have, you know, staff there enforcing that, you know, over the weekend or for however long that relaxation of that particular order is going to take place.
Now, I'm going to ask you a side question here really quick. Who are we under in this regard for the health? Are we under the county health department? Should we follow their guidelines? Or really, are we under the state? Since it's not one of our Parks and Rec is us, right? We answer to the state on that. But for the health officer of each, do we based on San Bernardino or the state?
I mean, you know, we're in a very unique situation where we've got federal guidelines, we've got state guidelines, we've got county guidelines, we've got property in which, you know, the district is responsible for.
Yeah.
So it really is just a matter of trying to navigate really, you know, uncharted territories right now. And, you know, I would, if my advice would be to err on the side of caution on all of this, you know, for liability reasons and health reasons and, you know, and everything else, you know, I think I would probably recommend compliance with the most restrictive of the guidelines, and then I think that keeps you as immune as possible from liability, as well as providing maybe the safest sort of direction as far as dealing with this situation.
Yeah. Okay.
And then what state did we just revisit it at the next board meeting on the 5th of May?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we could have a special board meeting pretty easy anytime we want anyway. Or we could bring it up again. I would like to see people actually use the park and get out and do stuff. But we could have something where, hey, we need you to wear a mask, and if we get too many complaints, we'll just close down again. We could do something like that. But
you know, it really is sort of a unique situation where you've got rules, but on the other hand, who's enforcing them?
Yeah.
Are you going to have staff out there, any time anyone's out at any of your recreational facilities, asking them whether or not they have been sheltering in place together, whether they're family members? Are you going to have staff up there at all, on weekends?
But I can't imagine this works at all with the county. Yeah, they have to make calls. So,
yeah.
I mean, the only thing I can think of is there's got to be complaints here. Right? Like if they get enough complaints and there's a real concern and it's not just an overreaction, then they would just blow the down again. And I hate it that skate park and everything is closed up. Well, they can do anything out there. I don't know.
Kids are still using the skate park, even though those gates are chained closed. They're still out there.
Yeah, okay.
We're not talking about the kids' playground, though, are we?
Yeah.
All parks. So it would be the kids' playground, the skate park, and then the Vivian Knoll Park, and that's all closed, right? Like the Vivian Knoll and...
Everything's closed, and based upon what I read, the only parks that probably could be open is Vivian Knoll and the Veterans Park. Because
we're not enforcing anything anyway, right? So there's no.
We're not.
It seems to me like there's anything that changes for us because we weren't enforcing anything to do with walking around town since the start and kind of doing their own thing, which seems like is what they're now saying. Yes, go ahead and do that because you still can't. You're not supposed to meet a friend at the park. It says only, or what you sent out, and Lori, I think, I'm at least getting that email independently, but the one that you forwarded for today's update, it has specifically, can I meet my friend at the park and talk as long as we observe the 6-foot social distancing, and it says no.
Right.
So I don't think anything, based on what's already just been happening in Wrightwood, whether it's allowed or not, based on what I've seen happening already, seems like this is finally just saying, okay, now we give you our blessing to go ahead and do what you guys have been doing. Anyway, because people have been, I've seen people at the park.
Right. So, like, I guess you would start trusting the numbers, right? I see those numbers that John Ages posts all the time, the number of people that have COVID, or, you know, he's posting that stuff all the time. I guess if there was a larger problem, we could try to crack down on the two, but
so Wes, is it are we talking the two parks, the Vivian and the Veterans, and not the skateboard and the playground area?
All the parks. But as Keith said, we just don't have a great way to enforce it. I mean, we could pass an ordinance and start fining people civilly. We could, you know, if we really had to crack down on there are those things we could do like that. But, I'm sorry, go ahead, Henry.
Was there any mention on playground equipment specifically, like climbing things and swings and stuff? I didn't see anything, but maybe I overlooked that. Is there mention about equipment like that?
No.
Okay. That's my concern is like the equipment, like having people just sitting on the swings all day and having their hands on it, not having it sanitized.
I think the concern would be that at what point does it become the obligation and responsibility and liability of the district if you allow people to use the equipment like Director Lopiccolo was saying, and then someone else uses it and they contract the virus, and you've allowed access to those facilities, then there's a potential that the district could have some liability. And there's no way, I will say no way, but it's very difficult to police whether or not the individuals that are using those facilities are permitted to be there together as part of people that have shelter in place through the course of the stay home order. So I just pulled to police the new order that came out of the county of San Bernardino, it seems to me.
What it does, Natalie, specifically say what facilities are not open, playground.
Yeah, I
it did. Oh, okay.
I think it certainly encapsulates the Hollister part.
Yeah.
Natalie, if you look at section 4 that Lori sent out,
mm-hmm.
health officer of the county of San Bernardino,
uh-huh.
in the middle of that thing it says, where is it? Playground exercise equipment and rental equipment may not be utilized at this time.
Okay. Thank you.
But they also talk about having masks and social distancing, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
In all the parks, that type of thing. But we don't have an enforcement agency. Mm-hmm. It's not like we can do anything other than if we want to do an ordinance and you know, put a sign up, but that's more to cover our liability as, I guess, a board, right, Steve?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
I guess just we default it to whatever the county put out. So when the county puts out regulations.
Yeah.
But that's just what ours are, unless we want to establish something different than that.
I mean, I have an Airbnb next door to me, and I clearly see they're doing Airbnb. I think
people
are starting to just kind of do their own thing as you point out, Michelle. They're kind of just starting to push the boundaries.
And I think that's something that the county has to enforce, or sheriff or whoever, because then that, I would think that's violating, because there's a sign at the bottom of Highway 2 that says local traffic only. And it's specifically about COVID-19.
I think it's going to be driven by the number of cases and how bad it gets. So if it gets bad, then the government will have to start backing that. So this part has to frame them down because that's all they can do. But
yeah.
I think you're just going to have to wait and see what happens. And then let push the boundaries. I don't know what to do. I don't want to hurt in my neighbors trying to, they're just trying to, keep it going. And I totally understand that.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything for us to do in this area. And I mean, maybe I'm missing something, but.
I don't think so either.
What about the skate park, since that's like a non-contact sport? Because they mentioned contact, and people who are skating are not contacting.
Yeah, but we have no way to enforce it there unless you talk to the car. Or you're gonna act like who was the Huntington Beast to put 37 tons of sand away?
Yeah,
and they.
And the next day, the skateboarders cleaned it all out really nice.
Yeah, they dug it out. Well, when I saw it, it wasn't really nice, but they had these little pads going through there. It was pretty cool.
I guess there's nothing that's going to, the kids that skate are going to skate. I mean, they've been ignoring it the whole time that they're skating today. Yeah. It does say skateboarding where allowed, but we have a really small skateboard park. So, I mean, there's only three people that could be out there and observe any kind of 6-foot distancing.
No, they're not wearing masks or anything. Exactly.
No, they're not.
And
the other thing is the temperatures are going to get pretty heated here in Brightwood.
Yeah, I think it's just all driven by the number of cases of fatalities. That's what's going to be good. Yeah, okay. I say we do nothing, but it would be my vote.
Yeah.
I do.
What do you think,
Natalie? I'm just thinking of, like, complicated ways to make it work, but every time that my mind gets there, it just seems too complicated. Like, I thought of maybe, you know, taping off the actual equipment so that nobody touches the equipment. Like, but then when you think of that, it's like, if someone just wants to come to the park just to sit at the park, there's a million other places to go and sit up here and hike around. And if they're opening up trails for hiking and stuff like that, there's a lot of places to go without having to go actually sit at the park if you still can't use, like, the playground equipment. But I was wondering if we should consider, like, opening up the Veterans Park and the other park with the grass to, like, allow people to sit there, but... And again, how do you police it if there's like 30 people on there having like a barbecue or something?
It just seems easier. I'm not totally risk averse, but this seems like a very temporary thing, or maybe it's a month or two more, I look like this. And then, it was, you know, in the summer, it's going to really help, I think. We just leave it the way it is and revisit the thing all the time. You know, and let the county drive it.
Yeah.
In order of that, I'm going to ask Lori or Tammy, can I go skateboarding or can I go on swings or whatever? What is Lori's response?
No, you can't go out. You can't go on the swings. You can't go on any of the play equipment. We did tape off the play equipment at the beginning of this, and the tape just got broken and people pushed through. So
are people, Lori, have you observed people there, like, playing on the equipment still? I know people have been skating, but, like, swinging and...
No, I haven't seen anybody playing on the equipment. I've seen people sitting at the tables, which they also say you're not supposed to do. But at this point, I haven't seen anybody on the equipment.
I'm in a meeting. Okay, yeah. Thank you, Lori.
I think we just don't have a hold of really enforcing things.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, the line drawing on this is really specious to me. There's the sentence that says, put another way, members of one household engaging in open space is allowable, but two households means you have a gathering which is not allowed. Now, how are you supposed to police that? I don't know. I don't know how it would be possible to police that situation.
And if people are wanting to get out, I'm sure they're using the upper field of the elementary school.
Yeah, the gates open.
They are. I see them doing that, but, you know, there'll be two people out there who have, like, their girlfriend or boyfriend or something. It's crazy. Yeah. The idea of this whole thing is to limit it. And if it gets too bad, you'll need more limits. But I think we just have to wait for those numbers to, you know, before we think of anything else. I think we just have to wait for those numbers to get back. And that's not happening yet. Okay, well, there's no action on this, I think, right? Unless anybody has an appetite for it.
No.
Okay. I think that's all right. Is there any public comments on this? Do I go ahead and raise your hand as well? Oh, there's one. One second, maybe. Go ahead, Megan.
Hi, it's Nancy Martinez, a resident here. I totally agree with what you're saying. As a parent with children, I think it, I guess my question would have to be with the Veterans Park and the other grass area. You know, we have some residents that give you a stink eye if you're sitting out there having, you know, lunch with your kids. If I go and ask Lori if I can sit in the grass, you know, some of us just want a straight answer. Can I sit in the grass or not? You know, so that residents in our community know that the grass is okay. I understand the park, the playground area being off limits, but we do have some residents who want to remind you that you're not supposed to be there. And Not having a yes or no on this, I know the country club is planning to reopen tomorrow at 10 a.m. They said that they will reopen. Same thing. You can't be on the playground equipment. You have to have a mask available. They understand some people can't have masks, but they're setting in all these rules. But I don't know. As a parent, I just want to know a yes or no answer. Can I sit on the grass or not?
I just don't think there is one. I mean, the answer is no. But we really don't have the facilities to support it. So the answer is no.
Okay.
I mean, it's not, this whole thing, there's nothing simple about it.
Yeah.
And like Michelle said, a lot of us are already doing our own thing. We're being cautious.
Yeah.
We're doing our own thing. It's just when you sometimes get a person who wants to remind you of what the rules are, the ordinance are, and it's like you said, who's going to enforce it?
I agree with that. Who's going to enforce it? I think the district takes the position, like President Zuber said, no. But if there's any enforcement, it won't come from the district. It would come either from the county or from the state. And the county or the state would be enforcing their own regulations, not the district's.
And I think also by then, Nancy, if it did come down to, okay, we really need to enforce this thing, it's all over the news that this is a hot spot, there's something really going on. You know,
right. I think it's reassuring to know that. I think if we look at the numbers, there's been one case in Wrightwood that's been reported. We don't know if any are. So to know that that number has remained the same has been, you know, it's been a good thing for us where, you know, I know my kids, they walk around town and they say to me, what if somebody asks, you know, or says something? I tell my kids just say, okay, and keep on walking. Like, you know, don't, but I make them wear a mask when they go into Jensen's or the market. You know, but I understand. So you're saying no, but it's the county that would enforce it if I sat out there. Okay.
And it could get that way, right? If this thing is summer hot spot, we really need to cram down. You know, I mean, then it would change. Somehow it would change. Now you come out here with cops or National Guard or something like that.
Yeah.
At the beginning, the Sheriff's Department was just giving people information. They weren't enforcing it. When somebody called them, they would give information to the kids at the skate park saying, you can't do this, you gotta move on.
It's really asking too much of the deputies to pull up and let your kids every 5 minutes. And it's asking a lot.
Oh yeah.
Guys are busy. Man, until it gets worse, I just don't see what we can do. Yeah, okay. All right, well, thanks for all right, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks for the short notice and the quick meeting. I'm sure there'll be more of these.
Yeah.
But it works okay as long as everybody's got an internet.
Yeah, it works great.
Well, keep us going, Wes.
See you guys later.
Hey,
thank you.
Okay,
have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend.